This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Esley
Carter with
our dad and daughter.
Dad and daughter, conversations between Esley and myself. Esley, and this week last week you started Girls High.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're looking very smart there in your Windsor tie knot and your blazer. Well, good. Very good.
Is there more than one different type of knot?
Yes, there is. For a tie, there is. But to be honest, I don't know what the other one is. The Windsor is the one that I've always learned to do, but there is a slightly different one. I'm not sure if it doesn't look quite the same. Have you noticed other people's ties looking a little bit different? You have? Okay, so that's the one I always learned how to tie, and that was how it is. So how do you feel in your uniform?
Good.
Yeah? Yes, okay. It looks very sophisticated. Yeah, that was
the uniform,
yes. It looks very good, very smart indeed. Okay, Esley, what would you like to talk about?
Today we're going to talk about Aquila, Raglan Beach, Catching the Bus, the Dairy, the Porphyry, and the New School.
The Aquila?
Yeah.
And there's something I noticed in your Aquila, the January Aquila today, and it made me go, oh, interesting. Well, I'd like to talk about that piece. And you say Raglan Beach?
Yeah.
Raglan Beach. You went out to Raglan Beach last weekend. And a dairy, a really neat experience at a recent local dairy that we had. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to go for our first track. And
okay.
Then when you come back, what shall we go for the article that I picked out of Aquila?
Yeah.
And then the beach and the really neat experience at a dairy. After this break.
Hot like a bullet, flying too fast, I couldn't catch it. Hot in the casket, you always knew it. The star and roll, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing, like, ooh. You got everybody's eyes on just you, and I see it too.
Hands up, Gabriella. Back off from my phone.
Gabriella by Cat-Eye.
Cat-Eye. Cat-Eye. I haven't heard much about Cat-Eye lately, has they? Are they still a thing?
Yeah.
They're still doing stuff. Okay, the last one they put out was a bit sort of different, wasn't it?
Gnarly.
Gnarly, yes. Gnarly. It was called Gnarly and it was kind of like Gnarly. Have they had a follow-up since then?
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
Is that the same kind of style as Gnarly or is it more like Gabriella? Or a bit different?
It's different.
It's still different. Oh, that's right. So they're trying different stuff. Ah, right. Now, the Aquila. I picked up your Aquila. Aquila, this is a monthly magazine that Esley gets and it's, you know, all sorts of interesting stuff in it. Picked that up today and opened up and headline, The Truth About Cockroaches. The Truth About Cockroaches?
Yeah.
Yes. You have had any experiences with cockroaches, Esley?
No.
You haven't had any experiences?
Oh, yes, yes.
Go on. Big smile on your face. Go on. Tell us your experience with cockroaches.
One time I woke up and there was a cockroach on my face.
Oh, right. And then what did you do?
It was like after I just woke up, so I was still tired.
Yeah.
So I was too tired to be scared. I didn't have enough energy to be like scared.
Right.
So I got up and I slapped my forehead, and I got up and I grabbed the tissue and like.
You got rid of it. Yep.
Picked it up, and put it in the toilet.
Ah, really good. And yes. Then, so you got yeah. Too tired.
And then me and Margaret were having a sleepover.
Yes.
And she was lying on the pillow and there was a cockroach on the pillow. And I told her.
Yes.
She didn't believe me. So she told me to take a photo.
Yeah.
And I took the photo and there was a cockroach and she got up and this is like at 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning, right, yes.
And we went to the toilet and flushed it.
Oh, right. And you still got the photo?
No.
Oh, you haven't got the photo. Oh, you flashed it. Well, cockroaches apparently, I know, and this is, I'm squirm, but cockroaches apparently are really useful things because they're cleaners. They actually do the cleaning. And this is what, okay, so Aquila sets this scenario of, you know, you're going into the kitchen for a midnight snack and you hear this sort of scuttling. I've heard that sometimes, not in here in New Zealand, but in other places overseas. You know, you're lying in bed and you can hear this scuttling underneath your head. And so you go in the kitchen, you hear the scuttling, and then you see this cockroach. And you go, oh, right? Yeah, they've got a terrible reputation. But where did the reputation come from? Probably from movies and other people, our sort of history.
And they look scary.
And they look scary, don't they? But apparently they have a job to do. And what they actually do, they clean stuff up. Yeah. Nothing in nature. Okay, what is it? This is from this Aquila. The real reason often found is the real reason you find cockroaches in sort of dirty places is actually because they're cleaning up. Yeah, they're actually doing the cleaning. Before kitchens and that, cockroaches are in the forest, of course, and they're eating all the dead stuff, dead birds and not dead birds, the dead leaves and stuff and cleaning it all up. But then, of course, we got kitchens, so they started coming into the kitchens to clean up our mess too. So they're actually very, very useful things. So next time you look at a cockroach, you think, oh, just say thank you for cleaning up. What do you reckon?
And then get the fly spray.
And then get the fly spray, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm not entirely sure that reading this article has completely changed my attitude towards cockroaches. I think I'll still try and get rid of them and probably flush them down the toilet. What do you reckon? Yeah. Flies are the same. Flies, of course, do the cleanest as well. Did you want to go for another track?
Yeah.
After that. So, and then we'll come back with a bit more
the dairy.
Sort of... Pardon?
The dairy.
Come back with a dairy, which is a really neat experience in a local dairy. On your first day at school, would that be right?
Second day. Because it was a Friday.
Oh, right. So it was a really neat experience at a dairy after this break.
I got
Cheap Thrills by Sia.
By Sia. Thank you very much, Esa. Thank you. Now, you would like to tell us about a really neat experience at a local at a dairy.
Yeah.
Yep. Tell us about that.
So me and Margaret walked to the dairy after school on Friday.
Yes.
And we got our drinks because I thought that I had money in my card.
On your post,
and
yes.
We got the drinks and we got the lollies and then we went to go pay and the card declined.
Right.
And we tried it again and it declined. And then the man there said that we could come, that we could take the stuff and we could come pay on Monday.
That was really neat. It was very trusting. Very trusting. And that was a really neat thing. Okay, yep. And so what happened over the weekend? Over the weekend? Before Monday?
I was scared I was going to forget.
Oh, you were scared?
So I was like telling everyone to remind me
yes,
to pay
yes.
the man.
Right. And so you went in after school?
Yes, and I paid him.
And what did he say?
He said thank you.
Good.
Me and Margaret went in to pay him.
You went in. That's really good. Very good. A very, very trusting person. I'm very impressed, actually, that he saw the two of you and he trusted you. And also impressed that you went back straight away as soon as possible. Brilliant. And what happened to your card over the weekend?
Oh, I got a top up.
Okay, yes. So you've recently got this FPOS card. You were reluctant. You didn't want one for a very long time. How are you finding it now?
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like easier than carrying a bunch of coins.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because whenever I go to the dairy to buy stuff, I usually have like a bunch of 10 cent coins and 20 cent coins, just a bunch.
Yes.
And then just put it on the, now I can just swipe it.
Now you can swipe it. Do you tend to spend more money, do you think, if you've got a card? You can do.
You can do.
Yeah, because do you know any thoughts on why that is? You've got cash that you can touch and feel, or you've just got your card. Is there any particular reason why you think you might spend more money with the card?
Because, like, you only have a certain amount of cash.
In your hand, yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
No, right. I think it's possibly something to do with the fact that if you're handing something over, you're giving something money, you know, you can touch and feel, it probably means a bit more real than swipe,
yeah.
do, and put your PIN number in. Because you can't really see it going, can you?
No.
You can't really see until you go and try it again and it goes beep, beep, beep. Yeah, good. Oh, so, but overall, your experience with the FPOS is excellent. Oh, I'm pleased about that. Good. It is much, much easier. So much easier. Okay, so that was the experience. Now, over the weekend, you had a day out with the
church.
St. John, and that's the men's group, I think, is it? The St. John's?
I think they organise.
Yeah, that's the Tongan men's group from St. John's.
Yeah.
Organised. Tell us about that. Tell us about your day at Raglan.
It was very fun. We were like one of the first people to get there.
Right.
And then a few of my friends came and we swam and we walked over the bridge.
Right.
And like played with the sand on the other side. And then we came back. And we swim.
Oh, is the sand? So you're over on the campsite side.
Yeah.
And there's a little airfield there. And so you walk over. So is there actually sand on the town side?
Yeah.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Not a lot. It's not really like swimming.
No, it's not swimming. It's a bit small. Okay, right. So you caught up with a few friends there. And it was quite a long day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was probably about 8 o'clock by the time you got back, and you left about midday, so it was good. And you came back full of energy.
Yeah.
I was astonished. Because it was a hot day on Saturday.
Well, it was refreshing because we were in the water.
Ah, you were in the water. So you did actually go for a swim?
Yeah. We were like swimming the whole time.
Oh, okay.
We ate and then we went straight to the beach.
Yep. And that's it's a very safe beach there, isn't it? Because it's not very deep, and it's not in the ocean, if you like.
I think the deepest it went was here.
Up to you, not quite your shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, I didn't go all the way across, but
no.
It's the furthest that I went up to.
It's a really neat beach. How do you find the sand when it's hot, when the sun's on it?
I wore my shoes into the water.
Yeah, black sand can be very, very hot indeed, can't it? Did you want to play another track?
Yeah.
You've got another track to play. And after this track, what are we going to come back with?
Catching the bus.
Catching the bus, which is a whole new experience for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
After this break.
Mama's mad cause I stayed up, sneaking out trying to meet with someone I shouldn't see, picking up at what's wrong with me. My house, sometimes it gets too loud, so I wait till my girls pull up in that Datsun 3. Careful that we don't lose those keys. Oh, never wanna do what I'm told, even if I mess it up. The pink Barbie dolls found I still couldn't win them all. I kinda miss being young, dumb and naive, cause I don't realize growing up and what it seems. So now I just live for today, and if I make a couple mistakes, at least I can say that I did it my way. Got better like 95 when it's bound.
My Way by Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye, another My Way. That's not a recent one, is it?
No. It's like one of their early ones.
One of their earlier ones. Frank Sinatra did one about a My Way. And it was a lovely
Yeah,
long
I
time
saw
ago.
It.
Oh, right.
Because I searched up My Way and the first one that came up was My Way 2008 Frank Sinatra.
Oh, right.
And
yes.
Then yep. My Way of Thinking UB40.
Ah, UB40, who have just been in Tonga.
Yeah.
They've just done a concert in Tonga, haven't they?
And I think they're going to Fiji or Samoa.
Oh, right. So maybe UB40 are just...
They're like doing a tour.
A tour around the Pacific.
And Ali Campbell?
Ali Campbell. He's the one of the leaders, I think, isn't he? No?
I don't know.
Don't know. UB40. You know how UB40 got their name?
Because they were unemployed.
They were unemployed. This is way, way back. Oh, long time. Maybe in the 80s. When they first started, they were a group of unemployed. And they decided to form a band. Pop group, and they're all employed, and the name of the form or the number on the form, the unemployment form that they had to apply for their benefit or whatever, it's UB40.
Mm.
So that's where they got their name from. Yeah, okay, Esley, you were going to talk about on the bus.
Oh yeah, I catch the bus after school.
Right.
So I walk to the bus depot. And I have a B card, and it's in my phone.
Yep.
As well as my bank is my...
Your FBOS.
FBOS card.
Yep.
I fit them both, and it's very easy. You just go onto the... You wait for your bus. Then you scan your card on the... There's a little scanner on the bus.
Right.
Scan it, and it'll like beep. And then that's it. And then you just tag off. Press it again when you get off.
That's the thing some people often forget about, isn't it? Forget about. And does it tell you on there how much you've got left on your card?
Yeah.
It does.
But I have lots of spare time because school finishes at 3:15 and my bus is at 3:50.
Yeah, that's a long
time. But there's still lots of girls waiting at the bus stop when I catch the bus.
Right. We're just wondering if there's another bus.
I like the bus I catch now.
You like that bus, even though it takes a long time?
Yeah.
Almost time, enough time to do your homework.
No? Sometimes mum comes home before me.
Yes, sometimes she does, yes. And so this is really the first time you've regularly caught a bus. I mean, we've caught a bus occasionally, haven't we, before, just to have a roam around town. How do you feel about catching the bus?
I like it.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah? A lot of parents are very nervous about their daughters catching the bus. Can you imagine why?
Because sometimes you hear on the news about stuff happening at bus stops and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So at your bus stop,
at the bus depot, there's so many girls and students there.
Oh, right. So there's
so many.
There's a lot of people around.
Like most of them are standing up because there's not enough seats.
Oh, okay. So protection in the crowd, safety in number. They call it safety in numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, so you're keen. There is an. I'm not quite sure if there's another one. So we're just catching bus at home at the moment,
when
aren't we?
When I get to my bus stop to go home,
yeah,
it's like kind of late, so everyone's already gone. There's no one on the street walking.
Oh, right.
Other than the people that got off.
Okay. You normally walk over there with?
Sometimes I walk to the bus depot with Margaret.
Ah, yes. Yeah. And then Margaret goes off to her mum's. Yeah. So there's lots of people there, and the buses, you feel safe on the bus. You've got, is there any other girls' high students catching the same bus as you and going all the way?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. All right. It's good. Buses were quite natural for us, but now not so. The morning one, of course, is a bit of an issue, isn't it? Cohen, I think. At the moment, we've had a look at the timetable. And
the time of the bus is like the time I wake up.
Yeah, I think we'd have to leave at about 10 to 8, which is not quite. We're going to have a look at the Meteor, which I think goes a bit more regularly. And I might get you. What time have you got to get to school?
8:40.
8:45, do
you? Oh, but school on Wednesdays,
yes,
starts at 9.
Ah.
And finishes at 2:30.
Oh, okay. Wednesday starts at 9, so we could have a look at different buses perhaps on the way there. Okay. All right. There's a little something else that you'd like to talk about as well, I think.
Porphyry?
The Porphyry for school. Yes.
We're on the first day of school, we had the Porphyry, and it was very good.
Yeah. I think that's really neat. There was a lot of people there.
There's so many students.
So many students. Even though it was only the year ones and the new
year ones.
Oh, sorry, year nines. Sorry.
It's like hard to find your friends because you all come from different classes.
Yep.
And then, like, it's just very hard to meet.
Oh, in your breaks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like half of your break is already gone once you finally find them.
Once you find your friends, yeah, because it's such a big. I guess you can probably arrange beforehand, let's all meet up at.
Yeah, but then we usually just don't meet there.
No, right, okay. You get distracted. There's lots of other distractions. So your impressions so far?
Very nice.
Okay. We're into about day 4 or 5 now. This is your fourth day. Yes. Just beginning to end tonight. We've got some homework. We'll have a look at the homework. See if I can still see if I'm still up with year 9 homework. Okay. That's just about our show, Esley. Thank you very much indeed. Looking
You're
forward
welcome.
To the rest of the week.
Yes.
And of course, coming up, we've got Waitangi weekend.
Yeah, no school on Friday.
No school on Friday. Waitangi weekend. And so, right, thanks very much. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. We'll be back. See you or catch you all same time next week on iDad, Dad and Daughter. Otherwise, have a great week. Have a
you
great
too.
Weekend. And celebrate great celebration this weekend.
Bye.
For Waitangi. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.